Come listen to this ditty, not far from London City. There lived a lusty lover who happened to discover a widow lined with gold. A widow lined with gold. Resolved he was to woo her, and when he did come to her, he told her in his breeches there was the best of riches, right pleasant to behold, right pleasant to behold. The widow was offended, and straight her brows she bended, crying, "You saucy villain, I would not give a shilling for all that air you have, for all that air you have. I am an honest woman, your harlot's loose and common. May like of that expression, I'll punish your transgression. You saucy, saucy slave, you saucy, saucy slave. Sweet madam, be not forward, why are you so untoward? Resolved I am to marry, and will no longer tarry, if you will be my bride. If you will be my bride, why should I mince the matter, or stand to cog and flatter, that riches out of measure would yield a woman pleasure? Yet I have land beside, yet I have land beside. I doubt 'tis but a story, when thus you seem to glory in such a double potion. If once you gain promotion, perhaps abroad you'll run. Perhaps abroad you'll run to mincing Sue or Nancy, placing your love of fancy on wanton London misses, while they enjoy your kisses. Poor I shall be undone, poor I shall be undone. No, no, thou needst not fear me, be pleased now to hear me. I'll mind no other beauty, but still perform my duty to thee, my lawful wife, to thee, my lawful wife. And therefore, dearest, try me, do not the least deny me. I'll labor to delight thee, and for thy love requite thee with a contented life, with a contented life. When he had thus related, her anger was abated. Then she replied, "My jewel, I cannot be coy and cruel, as many others can, as many others can. Thy words are so prevailing, that now my former ailing is turned to love's desire. Thy person I admire, because thou art a man, because thou art a man." His compliments were slender, nor did he ever send her rich present to obtain her. Yet had the luck to gain her, with all her riches too, with all her riches too. For by his downright dealing, he brought the sense of feeling upon her in a minute. She could not stand again in it. See what a man can do. See what a man can do.